the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
Amen.
For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. Today is the righteousness of God revealed, a day which the law foreshadowed and the prophets foretold. It is a day of divine propitiation and a day of holy triumph, a day in which all of humanity has been given a reprieve, the hope of salvation, but only through the shed blood of Jesus Christ is it made possible. For each and every one of us are sinners, but each and every one of us are called to be saved. As Paul reminds us in his epistle to the Romans, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God sent forth as a propitiation by his blood. So let me say it again. Today is the scripture fulfilled. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear the victory, and eyes to see, let them see the triumph of Christ upon the cross, a cross which is forever imprinted with his precious blood. But in order to better comprehend the power of Christ's blood, we must venture back to the ancient account of its prefigurement in Egypt at the installment of the Passover. For there, it was by blood that the Hebrews were delivered from the bondage of Pharaoh. And what did Moses say unto the people? Sacrifice a lamb without blemish and sprinkle its blood on your doorposts. And that night, as the destroying angel hovered over and passed through the land, it refused to enter inside those blood-stained doors. Why? Because death had no power there. To it and those blood-stained doors were an impenetrable fortress. And so, what happened when the Hebrews awoke in the morning? Their firstborn were saved, unharmed, not one sickly or dying among them. You see, death has no power over a perfect sacrifice. And if that was so then, how much more powerful is that shed blood today? For Christ is the Passover Lamb. It is he, as foretold by the prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Micah, who would adorn himself with our flesh and save his people by the power of his shed blood. Now I want you all to take a moment, and perhaps even again after the Mass is over, you can find a quiet spot in your homes to perform this holy exercise. But for right now, I want you all to contemplate the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. How he counted the cost, knowing full well the atrocities that he would endure on this, the day of his crucifixion, and yet freely gave it to you and me. Remember how his blood streamed down the wood of the cross. The gospel tells us that when Christ was dead, a soldier came and pierced his side with a spear, and from it both water and blood flowed. Water, as the church teaches, as a symbol of our baptism, and the blood, the Holy Eucharist. You see, on this most holy day, the day on which our Lord gave up his spirit to his Father in heaven, in his dying hour, he fashioned the church. As St. Chrysostom writes, since the symbols of baptism and the Eucharist flowed from his side, it was from his side that Christ fashioned the church, as he had fashioned Eve from the side of Adam. Moses gives a hint of this when he tells the story of the first man and makes him exclaim, "Bone from my bones and flesh from my flesh." As God then took a rib from Adam's side to fashion a woman, so Christ has given us blood and water from his side to fashion the church. God took the rib when Adam was in a deep sleep, and in the same way, Christ gave us the blood and water after his own death. So I want to urge you all, as you grieve on this day in which Christ hung upon the cross, to do so while still possessing a hidden joy. For on this day is the cornerstone of the church laid. On this day is our faith forever sealed by the divine blood of our Creator. My friends, take heart, for on this day the blood of Christ has overcome the world. On this day, one died so that all might live. You know, Caiaphas was right when he said in John chapter 11, verse 50, "You do not realize that it is better that one man should die for the people and not that of a whole nation." He was right, but not in the way in which he thought. You see, he feared the Roman uprising, and therefore Christ's death would save the Jews from such an ordeal. But little did he know that this was God's plan all along, but not to save just the Jews, but all people through the death of his Son. For on this day, by the blood of Christ, are all things made new. By the blood of Christ is the church born, and by the blood of Christ, all who believe in him are saved. By your blood, O Lord, is everything now accomplished. Praise you, Christ Jesus, for your holy in spotless sacrifice, and for your precious blood, which has redeemed the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.